Today is Monday, September 30th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys listen to it, and today is no different. Oh, I've had a really... Today was training all day, and it was a virtual, like, a webinar, and so... I'm tired from just, it was a Microsoft Azure thing, and the trainer wasn't very good, so that made it even worse. And I normally like training if it's a good trainer, but he sucked. It was basically like a big sales pitch for Microsoft Azure the whole day. It was just like listing features, but not really giving any substantive information. That's how it goes. Then I have recordings. I know for sure I have Butt First tonight, but I don't know if I have Survivors ready because we had the finale of, what do we watch? Oh yeah. We had the finale of Big Brother last week. And so we have to record the finale episode of Butt First. And, then also we had the first episode of Survivor, which I'm already enjoying. And I don't know if we're doing like a double feature recording tonight because Fatty was not clear in his emails. So you guys can complain to Fatty that he's not clear enough in his emails. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to listen to a little voicemail. So here we go.
G'day Adam, this is Scotty, your Aussie butler. And I don't know why you say that there's background noise when I call you because... I always call in a quiet spot, out of the way, somewhere where it's just you and me, and I can do that sexual whispering or panting as, what's the ex-host of your other show that now hates your guts? The one who now collects pins or something? Anyway, having heard your latest episode, please delete my previous voicemail about oral sex. Definitely you can't answer it now that your mum and dad are listening and your dirty uncle, although he's probably touching himself inappropriately while hearing you answer that. Okay, delete. Bye.
Scotty, do you feel like that your voice has to match the loudness of the stuff behind you? Because when everything was loud, you were loud enough just to be just slightly louder than the noise. And then when the noise got quieter, your voice also got quieter. Anyway, Scotty, thank you for calling. My parents could very well be listening to this. Hi, Mom. Hi, Steve. Anyway, so I no longer am having a feud with my former ex-co-host. And there was never a feud, actually, but we're all good now. And everything's good. And he does collect pins, but you can call into his podcast or you can comment on his YouTube videos if you want to ask those questions. So anyway, thank you for your email. And we did get another one from Scotty, so we're going to go ahead and play that one now as well, because I know you guys can't get enough of Scotty. So here we go.
G'day Archer. G'day Adam. This is Scotty, your Aussie battler. I'm sending this message to both of you because I'm going to reach two different markets. Archer, I'm going to reach the rich gay community who buy new Apple products every year. And with Adam, I'm going to reach the conservative old Christian lady community. So, I bought a camera, the Canon EOS M50. Yes, that is 2 years old, but I bought it new. I got a great deal, $200 cheaper than Canon's price, about $100 cheaper than what most other places are selling it for, $770 Australian dollars. Oh, I'm so excited. I can take it to the Cook Islands and to Singapore and to Paris, and I can get back into photography instead of being a sad, fat, single, depressed gay guy living in the suburbs of Brisbane. Okay, well, I won't keep you long, but hello to all the old Christian ladies listening and all the gay guys. Bye.
So I don't even get my own voicemails now. You just record one and then send it to both of us. Well, great. I'm glad you bought a new camera. I'm not a camera expert. I mean, I'm not keeping up with all the latest models. I have a Canon 70D, and that's about all I know. I know that Canon is switching to a lot of mirrorless models recently, so I haven't looked up your camera, but is it mirrorless is what I would want to know. And speaking of purchases, I did purchase something for myself. I purchased a phone. And everyone was getting their new iPhones, and I like to keep the screen on my phone so bright. And for a while, I was not turning on the auto lock feature. So, like, you know, if you don't use it for a while, it goes off, or it, you know, it lowers the screen. Anyway, I wasn't doing any of that stuff. So the screen was just staying on all the time. And the problem with that is that it burned in the icons on my screen. Like, I have literally the Facebook icon and Twitter and Gmail app and, like, all of these things that I use that are on my home screen, they're all burned into the background. And this is something that used to happen on, like, old CRT monitors or whatever, like, a long time ago. So it's really weird that this is also happening on OLED screens. And Samsung, which is the phone I've got, they're known for making, like, the best screens in the business. I think they even sell the screens to the screens that are on iPhones, I believe, are provided by Samsung, if I'm not wrong. And they probably provide the screens for, like, all of the other ones as well. And the thing is, I went ahead and waited as long as I could, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to get another phone. Because I am starting to have a little bit of slowness. It's not horrible, but I mean, I've had this phone for a couple of years, and normally I make myself go a couple of years before I replace my phone. And so I ordered a phone, but I'd been doing a lot of research, and I'm an Android person, but I decided I wasn't going to go with another Samsung, even though they are great phones. But I was going to try a different phone other than Samsung. And I was thinking about the Google Pixel 3 XL. And then I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about this one that probably a lot of you haven't heard of, the OnePlus 7 Pro. And the name of the company, I think, is OnePlus or One. And anyway, I've read a bunch of review sites, and it's getting better reviews than the Pixel. And so, yeah, I'm going to try it. I bought it unlocked, and Mark and I usually buy through AT&T and do the thing where you pay monthly until you pay it off. But I went ahead and paid for it. I just bought it on Amazon. I paid for it outright. So that's going to lower our phone bill a little bit. And I bought a case for it because I use a wallet case because apparently Mark thinks that's an old man thing to do, to have a big, huge wallet case around your phone. And maybe it is, but I always used to accidentally forget my wallet. But now that I leave my driver's license and a couple of credit cards in my phone case, I never have to worry about that because I never forget my phone. But a lot of times I would forget my wallet. So I also got a wallet case that would fit that particular phone. So that should be arriving tomorrow, and I'm going to be trying that out. And, yeah, I still have to talk about Montreal. Basically, Montreal, we went to Montreal, we left on a Saturday, and we got there, I don't know exactly, but late afternoon, and Montreal is beautiful, like, super beautiful, and it's clean. It's for a city, it's so nice. There aren't a whole lot of homeless. There were a few homeless people, but it wasn't like San Francisco is like run is just overrun with homeless people. But Montreal, there were a few, but not anything like any of the other major cities I've been to in the US. the people, I've heard that some people feel like Montreal people are not friendly, but they were all friendly to us. I don't know why. They do speak French as their first language, but they all seem to also speak English. So if you say, like if they say bonjour, and then you say hello, then they'll switch over to start speaking English to you. So that was all good. We went out to eat Saturday night, and then we went out to a club. And then on Sunday, we spent all day playing Pokemon Go. My feet were so tired. We spent from 10 in the morning until 8 p.m. walking around this park, catching shiny Pokemon. We ate a couple of times. They had food trucks there. That was cool. It was a beautiful park. They had they have this big, huge thing that looks like the Epcot Center at Disney. It's a big golf ball-looking thing. It's called the Biodome. That was really cool. And yeah, we had a lot of fun. All right, I wanted to fit part of that in, but I'll have to talk about a little bit more of it later. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly shows over at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.